Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin, the King Cake Baby.
I'm Pete.
And we're coming to you live from a couple of places on the internet. We're live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Instagram. Maybe you're listening later, wherever you get your podcasts. Very excited to be here tonight. Very excited to talk to all of you. But a little programming note first. We were supposed to have Rick Remender and Paul Azaceta on the show tonight to talk about their new upcoming Image comic books, The Seasons, which is awesome.
Which is sick. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's
check
bananas.
It out. We won't spoil anything about it, and they will be on the show at a later date. But unfortunately, Rick Remender lives in Los Angeles, and he and his family have been evacuated due to the fires. They are safe. They're doing okay, apparently. But in honor of that, we are later on in the show. Justin and I are going to do trivia to benefit the LA Fire Department, the Los Angeles Fire Department Foundation. Yeah, we'll see what happens. We might not get it. Fingers crossed. But instead, since we don't have a guest tonight, we spent the past weekend.
And let me say, spent is a great word choice, because a lot of my soul down there, and I am spent still.
Yes. Yeah.
Like Icarus, I flew too close to the sun and paid the price.
Yeah. And that, of course, is because he ate one jalapeno the morning his...
You didn't let me finish the sentence. We were in New Orleans this weekend doing live shows for the first time in 5 years. My math is probably off, but it's been a while.
Felt like crazy. 30.
Yeah. I wish it was.
It felt like no time has passed. Slotted right back in, loved every second.
So what we're going to do, you guys loved watching those sports games and the post shows, I figured we'd do a little bit of a post game on New Orleans.
Hey, Sports Alex, welcome.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love football.
I know he does. While you're talking, Bills are winning. Alex and I watched the Bills game on Sunday before he flew up. He did already
left. Romantic.
It was beautiful, and let me just explain what I mean by Alex and I watched. I watched the game from a table. Alex sat underneath the TV and looked away from the television.
I did.
He was like everyone in the bar is looking at the game, like cheering on the Bills, or in some cases the Broncos in your face, other Justin. And Alex is sitting there under the TV, completely ignoring everything that's happening.
I was looking the other direction at my game, which is comic books. That's what those are the only teams I care about are Justice League and Avengers, baby.
You were just staring into faces like a psychopath, like, oh, I could kill that guy. I could kill that guy.
Totally. That's what I like to do. Is I like to go to a bar in New Orleans and picture how I can kill people.
Yeah,
that's what other people are doing with you.
Yeah.
So we were down in New Orleans. Also, I'll mention we are going to do our regular Q&A later in the show. So if you got any questions for us, you can certainly hit us up now. That's fine. We'll interrupt our talking about New Orleans, but. We did a bunch of stuff down there. We flew down. Pete flew down on Thursday. Justin and I flew down on Friday. We ate a lot of food. Ostensibly, the reason for being there was twofold. One, to go visit Stray Bullet, a.k.a. Brett Macris, who works in an amazing restaurant.
And his family.
With his wife, called Shift in NOLA, that is right above Brew Carré, the sweatshirt that Justin is wearing, which is this amazing brewery down there. We're doing a show that night with our good friend Anthony Marquez, a.k.a. Boothman, a.k.a. the guy who runs the Joe Kubert School, as well as Gavin Guidry, an artist.
And a comic book shop as well.
Anthony owns a comic book shop as well in New Jersey.
Yeah,
I definitely remember the name of. Anyway, so we were doing that, and then we were also doing a bunch of interviews and a panel at Fan Expo New Orleans, which is having the same weekend, which again was ostensibly the reason for going down there. So lots of interviews, ate lots of food. That's the ground run for the thing. But let's talk about it. What are you?
Well, you act like there's a corporate overlord we have to justify this trip to, Alex. Yeah. You're like, yeah. Not sensibly, that's what we were doing. Yeah. Nothing weird.
I want to give them a shout out. They were very nice to us and set us up with a bunch of stuff.
Hey, King Cake Baby.
Yes.
My favorite King Cake is at Shift.
Okay, so that's apropos of nothing. I'm going to give a little basis for that. One of the things that we discovered, this is my first time in New Orleans.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
You guys have been down multiple times?
This is my second time.
Okay. Pete's been down one other time where he also crashed at Stray Bullet's place. I've been down. I weirdly had a job where we shot this series of commercials in New Orleans.
Like, and the 100 places to drink before you die.
Well, we never went to New Orleans for that show, but I was down
there.
It seems
like you should have, though.
You're right. Well, we were hoping for more seasons. Let me be honest.
Okay. Save something for the second season. Nice.
Exactly. Yeah. But I was down there like 2 or 3 times a year for like 4 years straight. So I've been like NOLA heavy for the last 5 years of my life.
Yeah. So we have a question here from Stanley over in the comments. He said, did you recognize each other in person? And I'll be honest, I did not realize you guys had legs.
Wow.
Well, Pete almost didn't have legs. We made him walk more than he wanted to, that's for sure.
You guys have different definitions of vacations. Justin was like working out, going for runs. It's a vacation.
It was great. Like, we got to walk all over New Orleans. I feel like that's the best way of seeing a city is by walking around it.
You guys haven't aged a day, which is upsetting. I wish you would age more.
Well, here's another thing or at least I remembered. I forget that I'm both the youngest and the tallest member of Comic Book Club. And we really got to experience that it's again in person.
Excellent. Yeah, this is important. This is super important.
Walked around, I mean, ate rich food, and I was like, yo, guys, let's do this next thing. You guys are both,
We got to talk about the food, though. I mean, the food that...
Well, hold on. I do want to mention, just before we move on, one thing that we discovered this weekend is after all the times that Pete and I have argued about our college town, Ithaca. I went to Cornell. He went to Ithaca. Discovered that we went during the same exact years, which we didn't realize.
Yeah, and also went to the same slope day.
Yes, we went to the same Slope Day. Slope Day is a celebration in Ithaca, different city. I know we're not talking about that, but
I will say the realization that you guys have more connections than we thought was very funny. And honestly, I think it brought you closer together in a real way.
I think so.
Oh yeah,
I really do. It was a moment of like,
you know what didn't bring us together is how cold you guys were when I was almost dying. You were like, you fucking pansy.
What?
And what aspect? Because you were almost dying for several different reasons over the course of this weekend. So please be more specific about what crisis.
Sorry, was
crisis.
It the cold, the walking, right. The one jalapeno?
Stop with the one jalapeno. That is not true. That sandwich was laced. Full of them.
I mean, I will grant. So we had, this is one of the last things we ate, but for breakfast Sunday morning, Stray Bullet took us to this amazing.
It was so delicious.
Dongfan Bakery, I believe is the name.
Dongfang, I believe, yeah.
Dongfang Bakery, about like 15, 20 minutes outside of New Orleans proper.
In East New Orleans, yep.
And people were lined out the door picking up king cakes, which is the thing that everybody eats there and everybody argues about, right? King cake, baby.
Yes, and I feel like we're giving sort of like a hasty tourist understanding of what New Orleans is, as if we're experts. But yeah, King Cake's part of the Mardi Gras celebration. We're leading up to that, which is in March, I believe, this year. And it's a beautiful, great cake, sort of cinnamon bun adjacent, usually. There's some nice frosting on top, I think. Each cake has a baby.
Bun.
Yeah, I believe
it's like, well, what we found out, you weren't there in our cab ride to the airport. Actually, just to take a quick step back, Brett Macris, the entire week, it was like, just so you know, everybody has a strong opinion on King Cake. And I kind of thought, honestly, that he was like provoking or goading people into it. I was like, okay, not everybody has a strong opinion. On the way home, the lady of the cab who was driving the cab was like, so what you guys eat while we're here? We ran down and she's like, did you have King Cake? We're like, yeah, yeah, we had some king cake. And she's like, what kind of king cake? And we're like, yeah, okay, yeah, all right.
And then she was like, you guys, she was like, I eat that shit year round.
Oh, yeah, dude. People.
And luckily, we told her what kind of king cake we have. She's like, that's the right kind of king cake. So,
yeah.
Dude, even was Brooklyn close. Was going nuts for king cake. He was like, dude, anytime you open the box, he was right there. He was like, what's up, bro? We have
Brooklyn.
King cake. We're Brooklyn.
I like, Pete, you have a way of talking about stuff as if everyone was with us on this trip.
Yeah,
you're like, Brooklyn said the craziest thing.
Just a little more explanation.
We've talked about Brooklyn a bunch of times.
I know, but it's anyway, I don't want to get into it too much. Just to get back to it, though, we had these for breakfast. We got banh mi, which were fantastic at Doug Fat Bakery.
Truly. We had like a 9 a.m. banh mi,
which was
Sunday,
a great way to start the day. Normally, if you can look and see what the ingredients is that you can get in your sandwich. But we walked in there and it happened so fast. It was like, yeah, four number fours. We're like, oh, okay, I guess we don't get to pick what kind of sandwich we get. No problem. But I didn't read it. And all weekend, we've been handed food. It's been amazing. I haven't thought about it at all. The one time I'm not really paying attention, it's like, you know, I'm halfway through my sandwich. I realize this thing's got jalapenos in there. And, you know, normally if you have one jalapeno, you're like, holy shit. You're like, yo.
I'm sorry. You were not halfway through it, first of all.
Yes. Let me do a quick reenactment of what happened. Okay. So we're sitting at a breakfast table eating this, and Pete goes, oh my God. What's in this thing? There's something in here. Something in this thing. As he's taking more bites, in between bites, he's like, yeah, something weird in here. And finally, he opened the sandwich. He's like, this thing is, it's got lousy with jalapenos. As if, like, in the middle of Aliens, it was a jalapeno coming out of his chest, coming out of the sandwich's chest. And we were like, yeah, jalapeno, classic ingredient. And then he took some off, kept eating, and was like, hey, keep getting hit, guys. What's going on in here? You open it up, there's like nine more he missed in the first pass.
It's ridiculous.
Well, and then Pete would not eat the rest and lay down on the table, like head down.
I was done.
Like a punished child.
I was done. My stomach was like, shut it down. IBS activated. Yes. All systems are shut down.
And yeah, Straight Bullet has it. FYI, all banh mi have jalapenos. Shouts.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot that when I go to my banh mi spot, because they knew me so well, they would take the jalapenos out. I forgot that you have to say no jalapenos.
And, sorry,
that's the first thing
you
I
don't
would do.
Live in New York, is your banh mi spot like a Panera Bread or what is that?
Yeah, he's talking about Subway.
No, I was talking about when I was living in Philly across the street from a really nice banh mi spot.
Oh, okay.
And let me say, Pete left like a hip young person, went to the airport 4 hours early.
Yeah.
Got there, and we were like, Pete, have a safe flight. Silence. And I just got to know, Pete, I'm asking you here in front of all of our comic book club family, how is that flight? Is everyone on the flight mad at you?
No, because I just sat next to the bathroom and was charging my phone and couldn't eat, couldn't drink anything. I was just kind of like in a fetal position, laying on the floor. Just going
the
to the bathroom. No, of the, you know, the waiting area where you're waiting to get called up. Yeah, when you're just anyway, so I was just sitting
the airport.
Yeah, going back and forth to the bathroom, to the fetal position on the floor next to the charger, to the bathroom. My dad tried to call me. I was like, fuck off. I was in rough shape. I was sweating. It was brutal. I couldn't eat anything. I had all these plans to get beignets at the airport. I couldn't eat anything. I was like froze out. It was just
wow. I did not realize it was actually that bad.
Yeah,
it was me neither.
But just to jump back to more pleasant.
And then the
things.
Car ride home, the guy had no suspension, and I was like, I'm gonna fucking puke.
Rooster
That's crazy.
Tailing.
I can't believe you ate one jalapeno and it went that horribly wrong. But let's jump back to nicer things. All in the Game wants to know any beignets. And that was Pete's number one request. And Pete, we've known each other for a while, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So I knew, because the amount of times you had mentioned beignets going into this, that if we did not get you beignets immediately, that is all you were going to talk about all weekend. So
a hot beignet injection is what Pete got immediately when we landed.
Yeah. So, yeah, we arrived. Pete very nicely handed us two very delicious tacos when they picked us up in the car. Really, really good. And then After a brief break, we walked over to get beignets at Café du Monde, and Pete taught us the proper way to eat beignets. Pete, you want to talk about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, what you got to do is after you take a bite, you kind of like lick it a little bit and then put it back in the bag and you shake it up and then you
lick the
eat.
Dough.
Yeah, yeah. It's a smart way to do it. That way you're getting mm-hmm. the key is the most powdered sugar that you can possibly get. You know, you want to drench in powdered sugar.
And just to recap as well, all the boxes behind you are filled with powdered sugar right now. Those aren't comic books. It was a big reveal you told us.
Yeah.
Have you,
because Pete,
by the way,
we also learned that Pete wants to be buried in a coffin
powdered
we
sugar.
Will fill with powdered sugar.
Yeah.
Right.
And then set him down.
You can
shake
pay your respects for some powdered sugar, or you can be one of the lickers. You know, whatever job you want. You can either be
the corpse lickers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yes, so we did get the beignets, and Pete, I will say I was kind of doubtful about this. I was like, oh my God, it's raining outside. Let's not do this. But you were like, no, we got to walk over to the Mississippi River and eat the beignets in front of that. That was a very good idea. That was great.
It was very cool.
It was very nice.
It was very nice. And I was also, beignets are great, but they are fried dough. They're like a very good version of fried dough. Café du Monde, the place. Alex got a chicory coffee. We were living it up.
It was very good. And then we walked around for a bit. We stopped at a bar where you, what?
on the game. I think I just got diabetes listening to that.
By the way, this is basically like we're showing people our vacation photos after our vacation.
Famously something people love. let's give a little information, Rich, for anyone. This is like our comic book club tourist guide. Because right after that, we went to a bar I really like called Aaron Rose and got the frozen Irish coffee.
Oh, my God. Which you got to get it. I made the mistake of not getting it, and it's unbelievable. Please
get
it. It's
like a great boozy milkshake. It's a great way to start
delicious.
A day and where you want to
diabetes
like,
plus two, because it is like you go from beignets to that, and it's just like ice cream on top of powdered sugar. Yes, please.
Yes, I was making fun of Pete for being sugar crazy, but this thing is awesome, and it's extreme sugar heavy. But, man, it was fantastic.
Yeah, we had to be taken down a peg off your, like, oh, yeah, you guys and your sugar. And then we go and get the most sugary milkshake I think we could ever get.
Yeah.
Lovely. Then you found
that's in the quarter. For anyone looking, that's in the quarter, a little bit on the west side. Definitely worth checking out.
Then you found this great place called Napoleon House.
Yeah, we went to Napoleon's house.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but that was, they built it for Napoleon when he was in exile. They were like, come over here. You can live here, and that he never lived there. Was that?
Yeah, it was a scam that they were going to try to move Napoleon from his exile to New Orleans, and they built this house for him, and then I think he died before they could get him there. Which, if I'm planning a scam, I do the house building last. Mm-hmm. Build the house last, I think. Get your guy out. Get your guy out first.
But we did have a muffuletta there, and that was delicious as well. For anybody who doesn't know, that's like meat, cheese, olive, not spread, but
tapenade.
Yeah, that's where you lost
on
me
some
a
kind
bit.
Of crusty bread. Oh man, it's so good.
That's not a big olives guy.
Oh man, great sandwich. But like, while we're talking about the food tour, let's just see if we can bang down. Stray Bullet calling out your pronunciation, muffuletta. Let's bang down.
Yes. So we did for Stray Bullet's sake. I'll mention that lady who drove us over the car also corrected my pronunciation. So I'm sorry.
Yeah. Let's talk about. So we did. We did our show at Shift in Brucare, and Brett. Surprisingly, but also unsurprisingly, served us a absolutely sick menu. If you listen to the episode, we definitely talk about it, and you get to see us lose our minds, as well as Gavin Guidry, Anthony Marquez, definitely. But Gavin Guidry, his deep voice, he was like, that's the best thing I've ever eaten in my goddamn life.
Well, so I'll also mention with Gavin Guidry is that he called me right before the show. He is a New Orleans native, so that was when we were setting this up with Fat Expo. They were like, oh, this will be easy. He lives in New Orleans, no problem. Easiest guest to get. And I was like, great, sounds good. We like his art. Awesome. For anybody who doesn't know him, he's done stuff in Birds of Prey, Predator versus Wolverine, Superman 78, etc. He's doing stuff for JSA and Uncanny X-Men coming up, which he's
up and coming artist. He's making moves right now. He was a great, fun guest.
He calls me right before the show and he's like, I got a flat tire. I can't make the show. And I was like, oh man, what a bummer. And then
Well, to be fair, also, just to backstory, he got the flat tire on the bridge that crosses Lake Pontchartrain, which is like, it was the longest bridge over water in the world, I think. So he was stuck in like a dark place, literally.
The worst.
Yeah.
Kind of like
so not great. He was super bummed as well. And I was like, okay, that's fine. We know Anthony. We always like talking to him. So this will be all good. And then Gavin showed up anyway, about like 10, 15 minutes of the show, which was great. And then at the end of the show, his dad called. It was like, I'm here to pick you up. We're going to fix your flat tire. And he's like, well, see you later. So yeah, it was a quick, fun pop-in from Gavin.
He came in, ate this food, talked. We had a great conversation about comics.
Great. Yeah.
Please, plus listen to the podcast, because he talks about yeah, I think we're saying the same thing, Pete.
The accent. A little bit about stuff is just unbelievable. The local accents versus it's just really
he's
impressive.
Basically been Henry Higgins to Gail Simone on Uncanny X-Men and teaching her how Gambit should actually be talking. So yeah,
we talked about really Channing Tatum. It was really interesting.
Yeah, but yes, just in great... step up, not a
hey,
yeah,
don't
not
bring that up,
playing
dude.
Gambit.
Come on, dude. Come on, that's too.
No. Gavin had some really good tips for him on.
They met there. They started their love there, but then they couldn't.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
you guys
too
are
much.
Friends. You guys are friends.
You're talking about the relationship between Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan, who met
Dewan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jenna Mufaletta. Jenna Mufaletta is what I call her.
Put some goddamn respect.
Put some
tamponade
anyway, on that.
To get, now that you have the context, back to it. Brett gave us the sick tasting menu throughout, so you want to talk down some of the stuff.
Comic Book Club Burger was insane.
Just wait. Let's do an order, Pete.
Oh,
this
my
is not just
dear
say
Lord.
Yeah, Stanley, did you guys get along? You're seeing it. You're
going. Oh, come on. We got along.
We got along great. We do have a blast when we're together. It made us want to get together more often.
Yeah,
I'll
it
say,
was really nice.
Because it's very
fun. Yeah, me too. That sounds great.
Alex douses himself with water as he says it. I'll see if I can hit this menu straight, but keep us honest in the comments. First off, we had a custard caviar. He called it the bump because
it was
like
a cream de
like
custard. Wait, if you're not going to do it, do it right. It's a cream de custard.
It was a crème fraîche custard.
I'm literally saying it.
You got it wrong.
He called it a bump. I was about to say, he called it a bump because it's like cocaine for your tongue. It's so good. It's got a little sweet in the crème fraîche custard.
Crème de custard.
Okay. Everyone's trying out at words here. Great. It was so good. Kicked it off.
Mufaletta.
Good.
The move.
Then we did the second course was a lamb tartare.
This was unbelievable.
Maybe you could offer some commentary on this because he was smoking the lamb from the night before, which you got to see.
Yeah. It was really impressive to see him work the smoker and, the amount of work that they put into to give this place amazing fresh food is extraordinary. They're working around the clock. He picked me up from the airport. We got home. It was like 10 o'clock at night. He started smoking the lamb. We stood up drinking, smoking meat. It was crazy.
Pete's,
it was delicious.
That's Pete's love language. Next up, of course... we had a chicken nugget with black garlic cream and smoked trout roe. This was very good.
So good.
And then the final savory course was the Comic Book Club burger, something he also surprised us with because he had asked us on the sly for each of us separately what our favorite burger was. On the Slack. And each of us gave a wildly different answer. I said a blue cheeseburger. One of you said...
I said the Western burger, a Burger King, where it's the onion rings and barbecue sauce.
Yes, onion rings and barbecue sauce. And Alex, what'd you say?
I said actually very similar to you. I said the blue cheese, blackened bacon. I think that was it.
Yeah, because there's bacon in the meat.
And there was bacon in the grind. And so he fabricated this burger, brought us together like some sort of Voltron of food, and made a burger that is still on the menu at Shift. So any astute listeners who are in the Nolans area, head over there and get it.
I will say, because we spent a lot of time at Brew Carré, it was pretty cool to see people ordering the Comic Book burger off the menu.
It was hard not to go over there and be like, you know... It's named after us.
By hard not to, you mean you guys both did that. And we're like, I'm that. And the kindly old woman who ordered was like, I just like blue cheese.
Yeah. And sorry, we did mention this, but I'll mention it again.
Their blue cheese is sick.
The smoked lamb tartare, which Gavin Gregory said was the best thing he's ever eaten in his entire life.
Yep. Yes. Second. That was the second course. We did say that. And then the final course was Becky's King Cake. We had our own.
My favorite King Cake in all of New Orleans.
Yeah. That was the menu. We were fed very well. It was shockingly good.
Yes. So, yeah, then the next day we spent it at Fan Expo New Orleans. We actually stopped by there. That's what the walk that killed Pete on the Friday night.
6 miles, bro.
Walked around. I think the highlight for everybody at Fan Expo on that first night was they had a little pen with baby pigs in it, and we all equally loved
Dude,
seeing that. It was so exciting.
You should have paid the $15
no,
and be able to live your best life.
I don't think so. I don't think
so. Did you see the picture of Brooklyn? You see the look on his face?
Sorry, picture of the child enjoying it instead of me.
So just let me just back
up. Oh, you wouldn't have had that same smile?
Yeah, I would have.
There was a, someone was, like a mobile zoo, was had some animals there. A tiny sloth, which was also
hanging
around. Yeah,
it was so small. It was like the size of a person's head. It was just like a little baby sloth. It was wild.
Baby sloth, there were pigs running around, and Alex, like a kid in a candy store,
wanted a pet of a little piggy.
Yeah, it was beautiful and sad. But we said to him firmly, no, Alex, no.
But I
we
want
don't have
to.
Time for that. No.
I want to.
No.
We have to interview
we don't have time
people.
For
yeah, so there was also some comic book stuff there. It was nicely full, fun Friday, but when we came back on Saturday, that place was packed. Like, yeah, it was really
packed.
Full, which was super impressive.
And some of the other guests who were there, they had a Back to the Future reunion featuring Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, and of course, the essential third character, Huey Lewis.
But not the news, which was a little disappointed. You just not
sorry,
Huey
Pete.
Yeah.
The news were otherwise engaged.
Yeah, it's tough.
I mean, it's been hard for news. You know, the news is sort of falling on hard times with the partisanship in the country. The news has really been split.
Yeah, people just don't trust the news, but they trust Huey Lewis.
Weirdly.
So, there was a bunch of celebrity guests doing autographs. We mostly concentrated on the comic book guests and interviewing them. So we had some great conversations with Mark Russell, Jeremy Adams, Stephanie Williams,
Mark Guggenheim.
Yes.
The Googs.
Somebody else? Am I forgetting somebody else, though? Maybe not. No, I don't think so. At our panel at 4 o'clock, we had Mark Guggenheim, and it semi-accidentally turned into like a very long, but I thought really interesting postmort on the Arrowverse. Because
about time we put some Arrow talk in there. You know what I mean? After all,
For others listening out there, Pete's Arrow Corner, something where we've said for over and over years, we don't have time. In New Orleans.
The Matt Damon of bits.
Alex and I were weakened by food and alcohol. alcohol for me, food for Alex. And we did a full Pete's Arrow Corner interviewing Mark Guggenheim, who was integral to all of the Arrowverse shows, about how it was, what happened, and how he feels sort of on the other side of it. If you're a fan of the Arrowverse, essential listen. There were so many interesting details, I thought.
Yeah, it was really great. I mean, he talked a lot, very honestly, about like the end of the Arrowverse. We jumped back a little bit and talked about Legends of Tomorrow and how they realized, this was the most interesting part to me, how they realized like it just was not working in the first season and then what they did to pivot for the second season. Alt in the Game asks, what's he working on next? You can listen to the podcast, but I'll mention we talked a bunch about his comic book work. And he also mentioned, without getting into too many specifics, but he is doing a lot of pitching of TV shows and other things. So
he's definitely, I think he's, he was mentioned he sold through a couple, his original series about Last Ship Out. Is that what
that's right.
One?
Yeah. Last
he
Ride
was,
Out?
Something like that. Sorry, apologies. We do say it correctly on the podcast, but a series that we enjoyed when we reviewed it, but he's at least written the scripts for that for, I want to say, Netflix, and he's pitching actively and working on a bunch of stuff.
Last Flight Out.
Last Flight Out. That makes
sense. That's what it was. But yeah, there you go. So those were some fun interviews. And then the next day, Pete died because of a jalapeno. And we watched sports.
Well, the night was fun. We got to kind of bounce around the city, go to a couple bars and go to a rooftop party and get into nerd arguments. And
two things.
Geeking out, man. It was
two things on that. We hanging out Brew
We met Dallas fans who were like talking walked in. I mean, it was a crazy day and night.
Hanging out at Brew Carré, some folks came in, heard we were a geek adjacent podcasters, and Alex put out there to the table, said The Last Jedi is the best Star Wars movie, and the people rallied around, like everyone gathered around like a fireside chat for the hottest take. And Alex literally held court.
By the way, it sounds
court.
Like you're joking, but
I am
actually
not joking.
Did, and I was definitely like, this is the most enthusiastic reaction I've ever gotten to anything. This is amazing.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It was very funny to watch that happen. So that was like at, I don't know, like 8 p.m. The folks we were talking to were like, hey, we just went to like a wedding. An engagement party, the first half of it. And then the after party is down the way above our bar, New Orleans Institution.
Not our bar. We don't own a bar.
No,
it's called
the letter R.
R.
And basically the way that it was described to me is like whenever you think of Mardi Gras and people packed around like shouting at balconies, that's that.
Yeah, a lot of beads thrown from this balcony. So we ended up
right
going
by
with
cool,
them.
Chicken spot.
Yes, there is a where cool chicken spot, a place, a thing you can discover.
And they had live music playing outside.
Let
it was really cool.
So where we were, so where Brew Carré is adjacent to Frenchman Street. Amazing
by the record
place to
shop
go.
From
There's
Cloak
a record
and
shop
Dagger.
From Cloak and Dagger.
It's right, that, right there by Cloak
Pete,
and
you're
Dagger.
Like a tour guide heckler, just throwing ideas out there in the middle of everything. Friendship Street, great place to go out, especially known for live music. It's sort of like a little, if you've ever been in Nashville, it's like a little piece of Nashville in the middle of New Orleans. And there is a live jazz band on the street in the middle of the night when we were out there walking to our bar. Went up, we were at one of the suites above our bar, hanging out at this engagement party where we knew basically no one, talking shop, talking shit for like so many hours.
Yeah.
And I just want to mention, if anybody out there is listening to the podcast, everybody was so great. Like, everybody was so friendly. I did not expect, like, I expected friendly people, but I did not expect to get into like geeky discussions about Clone Wars and Star Wars
stuff. Until
the wee hours of the morning. And it was delightful. It was so much fun. So it was lovely meeting everybody.
It was, and it was one of those things where I think Brett said it best when he was like, now this is a New Orleans night. And I was like, hell yeah. And give a little context for my background. I have been solo parenting. My wife's doing a show out of town for like 2.5 weeks.
And you
we
got
go away.
More to go.
I was like, I know, I've got another 3.5 weeks. I needed this trip so hard, and the fact that we got to have a really authentic night on the town was so fun to me. It was so satisfying. Straight Bullet says our bar is for Royal because that's the street it's on. Amazing time down there. We can't recommend enough to go to Brew Carré. And I want to say this, and stop me if I'm being too far. If you are going to New Orleans and you go to Brew Carré and order a beer, we will buy you a beer. Hit us up in the comments and we'll buy you a beer if you're out there at Brew Carré.
Wow. Yeah,
hell yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'm up for it. And a Comic Book Club burger if it's on the menu. How about
that? If it's still there, you get that burger. Because honestly, it might take 6 to 7 weeks off your life, but it's worth it.
Oh, man. That's so good.
So it was great. We had a great time in New Orleans. We have a ton of podcasts that are rolling out in the main podcast feed. We already put up the live show and Mark Guggenheim, and then the rest of the interviews are coming throughout the rest of the week, so please do check them out. And why don't we move on to your non-New Orleans-related questions. If anybody has any questions about comic books or anything like that.
Or what if they have questions about New Orleans, though?
Or New Orleans. We'll give you our very back-of-the-envelope tour guide takes. Yeah. Stray Bullet will say hi. He says he's there almost all the time. He will come down and say hello.
Yeah. Here we go. All in the Game says, y'all excited for Severance Season 2?
So hyped. I didn't watch it on the plane, but I downloaded to watch it on the plane, the last two episodes of Season 1, because it's been multiple years. And I need to refresh, because the last episode of Season 1 is the best episode of the season, for sure, and sets up a lot of big revelations. I listened to, while I was running around the Bywater, getting some exercise, running off my hangover, I was listening to an interview from The Daily, I believe. They interviewed Ben Stiller. Interesting career retrospective. But he talks about Severance Season 2, and it is worth a listen if you're a fan. So definitely check that out.
I will mention to Netflix, I watched the first couple of episodes of Season 2 earlier today.
Don't Netflix on us,
of course,
us,
you
bro.
Bastard.
Where's the sound effect?
I asked you if you got screeners, and you said no.
I did it. At the time, I did it, and now I have
them. Where's the sound effect, bro? Come on, man. Where's the Netflix?
Wait, do I have it?
Where's the Netflix,
you used
bro?
To. Okay.
Look, here we go. Hold on. Oh, wait, no.
Uh-oh. Netflix power fading.
Sucking on a cheesesteak.
Oh, that's not it.
There it is. Was that it?
That's not it.
That's good, though.
That's not it.
Sucking on a bond me.
all I'll say is they're great. The episodes that I've watched so far are really, really good. That's it.
Can't wait. Super psyched. Coming this weekend.
Sure is. Stray Bullet says, how did the hoodie I gave to Alex end up with Justin? I hope it was washed.
I put it on straight. I wanted whoever was left this behind, I wanted it on my body. No.
So full disclosure, we got to the airport. I was about to put it in my suitcase, so there wasn't quite room. And then I looked at Justin, and I was like, you know, this is much more a Justin-style sweatshirt than it is a me-style sweatshirt.
Look at this. It's like a matching outfit. I haven't taken it off, let me just say.
Yeah.
I haven't taken it off.
Yeah, for sure. So that's how that happened. Stanley says, did you read comics this week? We did. We're going to have a stack. As usual, it don't stop, yo. Schoikler says, favorite superhero toys from when you were a kid or an adult?
Ooh. I mean... we talked about this a little bit, I think, with Jeremy Adams at Fan Expo, but the Secret Wars toys from Marvel back in the day were essential to my, like, fandom when I was a kid. I think that was, like, I was just maybe getting comics then and playing with toys, and they were the rubber Marvel figures, if you guys remember, mm-hmm. and you could sort of take the arms and legs off and attach them to other, like, we had the Black Hawk.
You would
Spidey.
Rip their arms off, bro?
I mean, they would come off.
Come on.
But we would, there'd be an Iron Man leg on the Venom, on the Black Spider-Man. Yeah, it was like the symbiote had transferred over.
That's
we had some fun. Toys are meant to be played with. Watch Toy Story, Pete, learn a lesson.
I was Star Wars. I was He-Man. I was Transformers. I was G.I. Joe.
That's kind of was going to be my answer, except for the G.I. Joe, is I didn't really have superhero toys growing up.
Yeah,
I was mostly definitely into the Star Wars toys, for sure. Transformers, He-Man, like you said, and that was pretty much it. So,
shouts to Skunk Orr for actually.
Stealing. Yeah, Skunk Orr, come on,
Skunk Orr. From a toy perspective, He-Man was taking swings.
Dude, what was
they
that
were like? This toy has to stink.
Suction cup one guy. He worked.
Yeah, I don't know, Octopi or something probably.
And then Ram Man, he jumped. That was fun.
He never jumped, but he did kick his legs. I would ask you to make him jump.
Yeah, no, he hit the little button on the back of his leg. Yeah, he's spring loaded, man.
No, he wasn't getting, he was getting a quarter inch off the ground.
That still counts.
Stanley says, did you like Creature Commandos? I will say we are, because of this trip and everything, running a little late on our Sons of a Gun podcast about the finale. We will be taping that. We mildly talked about maybe doing that live tonight, but we're not going to.
No, I think we need to give it some time because it warrants, I think, a more thoughtful conversation. It's a show that... I don't want to speak for all of us, but I was very excited going into and in a lot of it. I have some thoughts about the final episode, I will say.
Ooh, we're getting a lot of questions about Skeleton Crew here because the finale is on tonight. Pablo says, are you guys into Skeleton Crew? I've enjoyed it thus far, and I'm looking forward to the last episode. Frederico Rosa says, with Skeleton Crew ending today, any thoughts about it? And David McKay says, any crazy speculation before the Star Wars Skeleton Crew finale?
I have been enjoying Skeleton Crew.
Is that episode 7 or episode 8?
8?
Yeah, it's the, whatever it is, it's the last one.
Yeah, it's the last
episode. I just watched 7, so I wasn't sure if that was.
No, the last one is premiering tonight.
Yes, tonight. So. This is, we talked about this already, Pete. This is the post-game for New Orleans and then the pre-game for Skeleton Crew. That's how we talked about the show.
And let me
any
say
thoughts or just you wanted to check what episode number
check the scheduling. Well, I have
it on my screen. It said the last one comes out at 4 o'clock today. And I just watched it before
4 o'clock.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if I,
what are you on? Like you're on a dark web VPN. You got some like,
maybe, don't worry
he's
about
got that
I
dirty
am.
Diz no, connection.
It comes out at 9 p.m. I was just double-checking that Pete didn't get something secret. No, it's the 8th final episode. Now that we've established that, that's going to be on tonight. Justin, what are your...
great question coming down the pipe in a second. But I've been watching it with my kids, and I think it's gotten better as it's gone on, something that shows don't always do. Mm-hmm. And this one really did. I thought the first... Like a lot of pilots, they're a little bit odd or different, and they figure out the show once you get into it. I don't know exactly how this one was made, but I thought the pilot was sort of like long and strange what was happening, but man, it's really found its legs. Really love these kids. I feel like there are just the right amount of mysteries left to find out. Like, what is the deal with Jude Law's Jedi-ness? Mm-hmm. He felt like part of the team, and then he's been the antagonist for the last couple episodes. Curious how they reconcile those things, and curious where they leave it. If this is something that is working, is this a new corner for the Star Wars universe to really play in? Because it's a fun corner. It's expanding the tone and type of story we can tell. It's finally broken them out of only doing regressive Jedi takes. So, like, I hope they – I would love to see a season 2, and I hope this is going to be seen as a success where they can move forward in this vein.
I was also surprised that he wasn't just like – he could have just been like, hey, kids, shut up, and then taking credit. Be like, hey, I saved your kids. And then he could have gotten on their nice side and then just been like, yo.
No, but he's a pirate who likes money. So.
Like most pirates, famously.
Like most pirates.
The pirates both like money, but they hide their money in very easy to find places.
I am also really enjoying the show, and I agree with you. It's really built nicely as it has gone along. My big thing that I want out of the finale is closure, actually, because the thing that I'm worried about is the show has not been doing great just in terms of viewers. So versus, say, The Acolyte, that very much left a bunch of its mysteries and things open for a second season that now is never going to happen, I want Skeleton Crew to just wrap up and be done. And if they decide to have more, awesome, that's great. But I want it to feel like closure rather than Yoda shows up at the end and is like, now the real story begins.
Well, let me say... Wow. Acolyte had TV show logic built into its sort of faux movie story. This show has just movie logic. This show is just Goonies.
This is Goonies structure. In space. This is Goonies 100%. In space. And it's like, it's a blast. It's fun. I'm hoping that it ends well, because if it does, then it's a W. So, it's got a real chance.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I don't know budgetarily what they're dealing with for this. Like, I gotta hope they went a little bit less budget-wise than Acolyte, because Acolyte, not good budget-wise. Andor, I was just looking. Did we talk about this last week? Andor's budget for both seasons together is like $645 million. But yikes!
According to this report from Forbes, which, who knows, but... The budget for Skeleton Crew was $136 million.
Okay, I mean, that's a lot, but it's at least not what these other shows are doing. So it's a little bit less. I mean, maybe it's worth it. They have to do something. They have to do something. I don't know. What is it?
I guess we'll see. We got a bunch more questions piling up here. Stanley says, did you stay in a haunted hotel? No, but we stayed in a very hot Airbnb.
Yes, we made that Airbnb hot, Alex especially.
Oh, yeah, you guys had a little
but
hot
I have together. Stayed in a haunted hotel in New Orleans, Hotel St. Vincent, which if you're dying.
Oh, you were doing there, that haunted show, right?
Nope. Not in New Orleans, but great hotel to stay in if you're down there.
Yeah. Stray Bullet mentioned, incidentally, Alex and Justin got egg custard toast with caviar while they waited for their flight, which is true, and that was delicious. I also forgot to mention that we ordered a ton of stuff off the menu at Brew Carré for dinner. That was also fantastic across the board.
I wanted to try that Game Boy, but you guys inhaled it so fast. I like looked down and then looked up and like it was gone.
Game Boy is a lamb po' boy. Definitely check that out. Yes, and here's the thing. It was right before the flight, the egg custard toast. I found so many buried jalapenos in it. There's so many secret jalapenos just lurking inside of it. Those things are everywhere down there.
And I want to give a recommendation. If you do go to Brew Carré and Schiff for the wings are delicious.
The blue cheese alone is very good, right?
But the wings, Pete?
Also good.
I loved it. Yeah, I love those
so
wings.
So sick, man. It's yeah.
Here we got a question from Twitch from Scrogner. Quiz for Pete and Justin. Like 250 episodes ago, Alex said the formal name for a silver serving tray with rounded silver cover that you put over the top. What was it called?
Yo, I don't know. This is like a deep cut attack. And I will say, without any sort of Googling or anything, that's a fucking cloche, my guy. We're talking about cloche up magic right here, right?
I don't know what I said, honestly. I would not have said cloche, necessarily.
I mean, it's definitely a cloche. And I gotta say, I don't know what this... I have a deep memory of this being referenced. I feel like I would be the one that knew that. But if, Alex, you don't know that now, I'm feeling that
way. It was on The Daily Show. They did a bit about it.
What? That's not us.
Yeah, but they talked about a cloche. So if you don't think that's what it is, that it is...
That's too close for comfort.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Well, I don't know. We got to look into this further. Schreckler says, who's an actor who's never done a superhero movie or show but really should?
Ooh. I mean, many. I feel like the gut says go with a young actor, like with someone.
Yeah, Timothy Chalamet.
Wow. Yes. Like, as who could they play?
The Beyonder from Secret Wars 2.
Nice.
Wow.
Really nice. Well, I want to see
Tom Holland teach him how to poop.
That's the hard part is like, what parts are we casting? We've cast so many of the mage characters over the years. Like what are we going for? Because I sort of want to say, give me that Sam Elliott old man Logan or something like that.
Oh, that would be cool. Pete, you got one?
Get him out of those Gronk commercials that he's trapped in.
Oh, come on, man. He's just collecting checks, you know? He just gets to walk by and shake his head at Gronk.
You know, I don't know what universe those money, Gronk bro. Sam Elliott commercials live in, but that is a universe I hope to never be trapped in.
Oh, man.
Frederico says, watching the Creature Commandos reviews, I wonder if Alex has ever watched the 007 movies, considering all his rants about casting and future movies. If you're talking about like the consistency of casting, is that what we're getting at here? That is something that comes from James Gunn. Like, and I don't think it is too hard for me to hold his feet to the fire a little bit from the first project to the second project, where he's been like, we're casting these roles and they're going to be in every TV show and movie. And if they do the first TV show and they're like, yeah, other people are going to play those roles. That's directly opposite of the thing that he said to start with. So it's fine if he wants to do that. I don't actually care. But he has very specifically talked about that. They are casting these little roles for animation, live action, video games, which we've heard zero about so far. So we'll see.
Well, and like, let's We're just starting with this. Like, let's give him credit. He's under the GUNN with all of this stuff. And to have to nail all of this is very hard. Like, and he is literally the nexus. He's the bottleneck that all creative flows through. So it's a lot to put on him, I think, when it comes to all that casting. But also, like, when you cast someone, you cast them. It's good. Yeah. These actors are good. Yeah. I would say, and we'll talk more about this in Creature Commanders, I think, let's make sure we're getting the ideas right and, the, and what we're trying to do here before we start complaining about the casting.
Corey Cicere says, how long did it take Justin to assemble the Barbie dream house? It took a very tired wife and me about an hour and a half to build and stage it late Christmas Eve.
Same. Definitely that, probably longer. And let me say this.
Did that break you, dude?
No, it was. It's good. It's easy assembly. It's more about you're just jamming plastic into plastic. But the tricky part with it was we got a dog. We moved it into the basement to give space for the dog. And then my wife just went out of town. And they're like, let's bring it back up. Brought it back up and had to reassemble it. A cold, no directions. Whew, that was the test. Is the second assembly without the paper. Dicey.
Norman Cook on Facebook says, any thoughts about the rumor that Disney is planning to recast T'Challa? Pete, you're a big Wakanda fan. What do you think about that?
I mean, eventually we have to, right? You know, I mean, we can't just take this character off the board as much as we want to respect.
Except they've already built in a plot way of getting around it, right? Like, that was kind of the point. Spoilers for Wakanda Forever here, but they introduced T'Challa's son, Toussaint, who is nicknamed T'Challa. He was a 10-year-old kid. By the time the next movie comes out, he's going to be at least 15 or mid-teens. So I don't know if they're going to have, like, a teen Black Panther, but they've already got Shuri as the Black Panther, and then young T'Challa. So they could recast the role, but also like they already have it set up for something else, which is fine too.
I mean, this goes to a larger question about what's just going to happen with the MCU or any of this stuff. It's like, can we just lean into recasting as a thing and like hope it works? It feels like the MCU is very resistant of it, and they are able, they've been lucky enough so far to be able to bring back these actors. We've got Robert Downey Jr. coming back. Chris Evans seems to be coming back. So they're able to do it, and that's cool, and they seem to be willing to spend the money. But you can't always spend the money. And recasting, I think, is fine. It doesn't besmirch what happened before. Chadwick Boseman, no one would – he's it. Yeah. But he's not – he can't do it now. And it's very sad, but also let's skip these stories. Like, if the impediment of telling these stories is get the actor, get that actor in there. There are so many amazing actors that will bring a different flavor to it. And it doesn't mean it's better or worse. It's just different. And like, that's, I think that's great. That's what we should be doing.
Well, so All in the Game follows up with the rumor is using Secret Wars to bring in another universe to T'Challa into the main timeline. So I don't think that sounds great to me. And I'll also, to contradict you, Justin, a little bit, I would have agreed with you before Wakanda Forever, where they would have been in a position to be like, sure, it's not going to besmirch his memory necessarily. Find a new actor, talk about how you're paying tribute to him in the movie, etc. They went in a different direction and they gave a different story and a different way. So rather than being like, nope, not following up on young T'Challa or Shuri, now we have a new actor and we're doing the thing that maybe we should have done before Wakanda Forever. It's a lot of back and forth. Like, choose a lane and stick with the thing you're doing and figure out how to make it work.
I agree, but they're making the sweaty choice, which is what they've done with a lot of things. And by sweaty, I mean like the choice that is so belabored with exposition. When what they really want to do is just be like, hey, sorry, we have to do something different than what you thought. But it's a new movie, so you can do it to something different. Our brains are fine with having new actors in a new movie telling a new story. Mm-hmm. That's what's worked for all of the history of Hollywood. To now make it a certain way and have to explain every little thing, I feel like that ties us up into a mess that even the least continuity interested audience member is going to be like, What? I don't need all that. I just want this to be fun, and it's not fun when it's sweaty.
Yeah. All right, and that is it for your audience questions. Now we are going to move on to trivia.
Hey, before we do, I just wanted to say I was looking over the menu to see if there was anything we forgot. And the,
sure.
The pulled pork was also really amazing.
While we're giving shout outs to stuff, I'll say the potatoes on the menu. There are these.
The potato soup. I was watching like part of it being made and I was blown away by it.
Great. But the potatoes, yeah. Which I actually ate, were these crispy fried potatoes. So good. So delicious. That's yeah. It. That's all.
And
I was
the dipping
say.
Sauce, too.
Dipping sauce.
Really nice. And shout out to Spirit Airlines for really taking us there. You know?
No shouts to Spirit. None.
I don't know. I was talking up Spirit Airlines to my wife when I got home. I was like, that was a smooth ride, pretty cheap.
Talking Spirit up to my wife. Great,
I was.
Man.
And I was like, we got to fly out of Newark next time. It's so convenient.
I mean, I will say I rarely fly out of Newark, and that was that's not a bad airport.
No,
the
it
New
wasn't.
Orleans airport is also very nice. Yeah. Get there early. Yeah. Shouts to Pete. Get there early. Hang out.
Hang yeah. out. There's plenty
right by,
to see and
right
do.
By the bathroom. You got to curl up in a fetal position
yeah,
and shit your brains out.
Hey, I wasn't the only one curled up over there. You know what I mean? There was a bunch of people
nice.
Having a tough Sunday.
Pete
did they also
his...
have jalapenos, or did, what did you find
we didn't
out
get
about
into
that?
It. There's no talking.
Really?
There's oh, no okay. talking.
Yeah. Pete met his future life partner curled up in the fetal position at the bathroom.
If I could have talked, maybe it would have happened, but I couldn't.
Yeah. All you need
you
is just a look.
Yeah, you've been on that dating app, Fetal Pigs, where it's like, meet people.
What the fuck, dude?
Anyway, why
yeah,
don't we...
Missed fetal connection.
You guys like the airline that doesn't give you free drink or like a little snack on, when you get on
no,
board? That's ridiculous.
It's a no, I, as I say, Spirit Airlines is the Greyhound bus of the air. Yeah. But if that's what you... If you know you're doing that,
right.
you
it
know.
Suck
it's good.
Yeah. Yeah, if you know that going in, Pete, I bought myself a bottle of water. I got a snack in case I needed it.
Bought myself a bottle of water. They used to give us that for free, man. Look at you.
Okay, Pete, you've established,
part of the problem.
You've established yourself as old already in this podcast yeah. in the jalapeno department, so you don't need to keep saying
we
that.
We used to be fed a entire meal, and the stewardesses would blow me in the bathroom, right?
Whoa. What?
Right,
what is
Pete?
Going on?
Let's get back to those days. Where's Pat M?
Whoa, well, dude. Let me say, yeah, Alex Mile High Club, Alex Mile High Club guy. I mean, both are, I would say both are good. You just got to know which one you're doing at what time. Because I got on that flight, the Spirit flight. I watched a movie and a half and we were there. Fantastic. Done. I will say the cab from
no
my house.
No beverage, no snack, bro. That's not flying.
It's No Woman, No Cry is the song, Pete, if that's what you're trying to say. But I will say the Uber from my house to Newark was more expensive than the flight, and what a weird world that is.
Yeah. All right, why don't we move on to trivia? And as mentioned earlier, we are going to donate. Wait, I'm going to get the name right. Here we go. It is the Los Angeles Fire Department, but specifically it's here we go. Oh, my God. Why can't I find it? Here we go. The Los Angeles Fire Department Foundation, which I'm having a hard time getting the exact website address for. But we're going to donate $50 to them to help support folks who are suffering from LA fires. Yes. Pete, hit us with some trivia.
All right. Today's trivia is about the Icon comic book series Scarlet and a small nod to the legend Linda Lavin, R.I.P. Alice. Also, overdue bonus shout-out and R.I.P. to the legend Grandma Sunshine.
Yes, shouts to Grandma Sunshine.
Great. Oh, so we're paying tribute to two people who have passed away at this point in this quiz?
Yeah, just one's a shout-out and the other's a tribute, man. Kind of
I got confused.
All right.
Different slots. It's weird to be the one doing the trivia. Usually I'm just sort of slightly roasted.
Yeah, you just check out. Please listen to all three options before making your selection. Question number one. Scarlet is the name of the badass main character, but who wrote this comic? Is it A, Brian Michael Bendis? B, when did Well, did Jenny fall in, or did she just fall near Jenny Fellner?
Wow. Really answer your own question there.
I'm going to say A. What do you think, Justin?
Here's the thing. What I just want to say is, like, Pete has the tightest cinematic universe of anyone. Every one of these trivia questions is like a tiny little bubble that reflects on itself. Beautiful. A.
A is correct. Question number two. Who did the amazing art for this comic? Is it A, Alex Maleev? B, who smoked all the weed? Well, it couldn't have been Brad Bong. Which was C.
Wait, if he's Brad Bong, though. Yeah, be...
I like you said the C at the end.
Yeah.
Could have been Brad Bong. He's C.
But they'd smoke him, right? He wouldn't smoke the weed. They would smoke the weed out.
No, is he a bong?
When I load a bong or a bowl, I'm like, you enjoy this weed, and I'll get it on the other side.
Yeah.
You smoke it first, bong.
Sounds good. I'm going to say A again.
A is correct.
Oh, okay. I was going to go with A.
Yeah. Nice towel-y impression there, Alex.
Oh, thank you.
Question number three.
I love South Park.
Question number three. This comic also breaks blank. Is it A, the fourth wall? B, don't want to play Mary F. Kill. I want to know if K won or just placed. C, Mary K. Place.
Justin, do you have an answer for this one?
Sorry, Pete, did you do this on the plane underneath the jalapeno urge you were having?
Maybe.
Yeah. I guess I hate to be predictable, but I'm going to go with A.
Well done.
Hey, there we go.
Hey.
We got it. We are going to donate $50, as I mentioned, to the LA Fire Department Foundation. Pete, what movie were you paying tribute to there?
Of course, I was talking about the 2015 Believe in Yourself rom-com, The Intern.
Sorry, what's a believe in yourself rom-com?
Really? It's like a rom-com, but it's got more of a message that you need to believe in yourself.
Can you name one other?
What?
Can you name one other believe in yourself rom-com?
I would say... what's the one with Fox Books and the old...
That's the one where you met the love of your life in fetal position next to the bathroom in the New Orleans airplane terminal?
Yeah.
Because I believe in you in that.
That movie was called Fetal Pigs, I believe.
Yes.
I heard You're Fetal Pigs, pigs. Too. Is
Fetal Pigs.
Yeah.
Pigs, famously, what in Willow, what... Bab Mortem turns everyone into, except for Willow.
That's right. My main reference point.
Famously.
For too. Thank you,
Schuykler. It's You Got Mail.
Excellent. If you little piggies want to pick up some comic books this week, you sure should. They are coming out.
Before you get to that, Alex, I just want to say Stanley's question. When's your next in-person show? Because I got to say, it felt good. Felt good to be in the room.
We'll see. It's only taken 5 years at this point, so I'm sure the next one will be sooner than that. We'll figure out something, for sure.
Yeah, Pete hasn't invited us to his house yet.
You're invited. You're more than welcome. Anytime.
Okay, you just got to put a date on the calendar. We'll just do a live one from Pete's porch.
Sweet.
Cool. What comics are you guys looking forward to that are coming out this week, Pete? Whew.
Well, man, there's some great comics, I'm sure. And I look forward to talking about them with you guys. But I'd say Batman and Robin Year One, number 4, Wonder Woman, number 17, and The Oddly Pedestrian Life of Christopher Chaos, number 15.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Look at all of that stuff. I'm looking forward to New Gods, number 2. Man, that first issue was like a shot across the bow. It felt like a real... flag placing moment in the new DC universe. And I feel like the DC universe is being so smartly paced with what they're doing. So I'm excited to feel that move forward. And Spider-Man number 65 comes out tomorrow. Amazing Spider-Man
65 dot deaths.
Dot deaths. I love to keep track of my numbers that way. That's how I say, how old are you? And I'm like 45 dot deaths.
Oh, wow. Because that's how many people you killed?
Yeah. And when I eat their hearts, I get younger. That's why I'm still younger than you two psychopaths. But I am looking forward to 65 a little bit, Dot Deaths, but I'm definitely looking forward to 66 when the cover of which is Peter Parker, Spider-Man, kissing Black Cat on the cover. Let's go. That's 1 month. 1 month away or less.
Bunch of stuff I'm looking forward to. I've been really enjoying Exceptional X-Men, and there's a new issue that comes out tomorrow. That is the Chicago X-Men with Kitty Pryde and Emma Frost. Also, Star Trek Lower Decks number 3. That's just a classic. Man,
you can't help yourself.
I can't. Ryan North, though, man. He writes great comedy books. Yes. I just love it. I say the same thing about his books every time, but they're just always really solid. And I'm really curious to check out Skin Police number 4 from Odie Press.
Oh, yeah.
From Jordan Thomas and Daniel Jeté. That is a wild 2000 AD style sci-fi comic.
Is this the last issue of Skin Police?
No, I think there's one more after this. But really enjoying that series as well. And I'm sure. Oh, there's another issue of FML from Kelly Sue and David Lopez. Great, very timely book as well. Definitely pick that up. And folks, that is it for this week's show. Couple of people we want to thank is nobody, just ourselves. But give to the LA Fire Department or other charities. There's tons of GoFundMes out there that
and
you
we'll
can
have
support.
Probably
just
next show.
I know it feels like a lot, but hold on. I know it feels like a lot, but you can search them out, donate to one, and that is good. Whatever you can afford or not, or just pass them on. Lift them up socially, whatever you can do. Next week on the show, Ben Kahn is going to be here to talk about Mr. Muffins, and Chris Robinson is going to be here to talk about ODB, a lyrical ruckus in the city.
Nice.
Comic Book Club News, our daily news podcast. You can check that out Monday through Friday. Sons of a Gun, our DC podcast. We will be talking about Creature Commandos, and also Marvel Vision, our Marvel podcast. At some point, we will be talking about the final season of What If as well, stay tuned for that. Patreon.com/comicbookclub to support this show and all the shows we do. Subscribe on Apple, Android, Spotify, or the app of your choice. Comic Book Club on Blue Sky. Comic Book Club Live on Instagram, TikTok, or Threads. ComicBookClubLive.com for this podcast. Many more. Until next time, we'll see you at the Comic Book Club.
Laissez le bon temps brûler.
Yeah, what he said.
Mufaletta.
Breakfast tacos.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.